Base press unavailable. It's 16 o'clock and 15 minutes.
Okay, guys, we have the
context map, mobile power up, mobility. Space. Cock VM. Windows dialog. New checkbox not changed. Dialog. Dialog. Change audio settings. Dive. Change help button. Dialog. Change brightness dial. New checkbox. Change. Dot. Change display brightness. Change this brightness. 1 0. Change display brightness settings for your power plan. Cock VM. Stop button. View off. Stop button.
Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 4:18 p.m.
It's already almost time for our thing. Huh. Yeah? Yeah, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
There we go. No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I was saying your name and my thing was on mute.
Weird.
Okay. But you can hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, so how have you been?
I don't know. I've been okay. I mean, I've been better.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like nobody cares about the whole Sean thing because nobody is going to be around for the Sean thing except for a few people. And, you know, one person I thought that was going to be around isn't going to be around because he's going to go away. And I did all that work to get stuff ready for July 5th, and we still have more to do. And now I'm like, well, I might as well just save the rest of the stuff for October when his birthday comes around. Because it seems like nobody wants to give a fuck about what I did for the project. They just want to do what they're going to do and go away for the dang tribute when I put all that effort and time into that, man. That just sucks. It's like 95 gigabytes worth of stuff I put together. It's almost 100 gigs.
Huh.
And that's what I feel like. They're not understanding where I'm coming from. They say they claim they are, but they're not. I mean, I get Brandon's busy because of his mom passing away. I get it. But at least contribute to the stupid thing and not make me contribute everything. Find everything. Merge everything, basically. I mean, yeah, Kevin and Adriano helped. Yeah, they helped. But it was a big help. But here's the thing. I didn't realize how much stuff we were merging until, like, you know what? I might just say screw this, and I might just start the whole dang tribute anyways. Tonight. I might just do it tonight. I might just say screw this. I'm doing my own thing. Streaming one thing at a time. First the movies, then the books, then the races, then whatever. I don't care anymore. I'm done. If they don't want to respect me, well then you know what? I'm doing the tribute early. I don't care. I'm doing it early. If I have to stream on my AzuraCast mount point, I will. On Kevin's box. If I have to do both boxes just to stream, I will. I don't care. I'm done with people not caring about what I do. Not caring about what I say. It's just maddening. Because I gave all my heart to that stuff. I gave all my heart to that. I put all my mind and soul and strength into that thing. And look at where it got me. I'm just done. Like, try to do something for a nice friend, and it basically backfires. And on top of that, the only reason why Simon wants to hang out maybe this weekend, if the church thing ends up happening, is because of the whole Sean thing. He's going to do a tribute at his church for the Sean thing. That's the whole reason why he's taking me out to go there. It's not so we can get back hanging out again and screw the past and just keep on going. It's because he wants to do a tribute to Sean and he thinks I'll want to be there. Of course I'm going to be there, but I want to hang out with you too. I don't know. On top of that, Maybelline's starting stuff. Spreading stuff about me saying that, oh, I edited those recordings that we have of her not agreeing to the thing and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, really? How can I edit something like that? You have to be... First of all, you have to be a really good editor to do that. And second of all, just... Everything's just going wrong this week. I don't know what to do anymore.
What do you want to do?
Part of me just wants to stream everything tonight and say screw it, but I can't stream everything tonight because I don't have enough room for all of it. So I have to stream one thing at a time. So I'm thinking about streaming the audiobooks and the races tonight and the music and movies tomorrow night. But then, man, I will be starting the tribute early and I wouldn't have anything for I won't have anything for I won't have anything for July 5th. So I don't know what to do. I'm at wit's end. I'm going to, if I ever get a chance to talk to Adriano, because he's so busy. I'm definitely going to talk to Kevin about this, because this is really pissing me off, because no one seems to give a fuck about the project. No one seems to give two craps about the project. No one seems to be contributing anything. I mean, part of me just wants to scream as much as I can tonight, as much as I can tomorrow, and then just be done. Screw all the other tributes. I ain't gonna be a part of your tributes if you're gonna be a part of mine. So I was gonna have an all-day tribute, you know, everybody talking and, you know, saying their memories and saying the good times we had with Sean and whatever else, but if they want to be yours, I don't know. But I mean, I understand where they're coming from. Because, you know, Brandon's busy with his stuff and everything else, but I don't understand, like, I have so much to stream, it's so big, and I don't have room on the VM to stream it. That's the thing. It's like, and Adriano won't give me storage for money. He said he won't. He wants money for storage, and Kevin can't afford it. I can't afford it.
New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Sabina Southie joins the group. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window. New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Sabina Southie. My name is Sheila. I feel lonely every night. Find someone to accompany me. WhatsApp. 19,405,530,118. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window.
Just
new notification from Aaron Preston. New friends, Elena. Oh dear, not this again. Via Nigram.
I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm upset. I don't know what to do, man. On top of that, my cousin died. Coronavirus. A couple days ago. And I can't go to the funeral because all the way up in Connecticut. Like, northern Connecticut. And that's like 5 or 6 hours away. And I have no way to get up there. Mom won't take me up there because she's busy with my little sister and big sister, and she won't take me up there. So, know what to do. I just don't. And they're not even having a virtual Zoom meeting. They're gonna have in-person Zoom meeting.
New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Coda. I'm about ready to up and leave this group with all the stupid odds that we're getting. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window. New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Mark. Voice message. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window.
Tribute for Sean on July 5th. But I also think that the station I'm going to do it for should give me a day break and let me stream all day. Let other people come in the Teen Talk server, say their memories, and all that blah blah stuff. I don't care if your assistant didn't know him yet. She is. So yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. I'm like stuck. And, like, no one's helping me. Kevin's not even answering his phone. Or being on time for supposed meetings that I want to have with him up on my server regarding Sean stuff. I waited up there from 11 o'clock to 12:15. And I had to rush to pack up my stuff to go back home. And go eat lunch.
New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Elena. Voice message. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window. New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Elena. Voice message. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window. New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Mark. Voice message. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window.
And my cousin died, and I'm feeling upset about that, and they're making fun of my dad. Plus the Sean thing. Now I'm going to talk to Kevin about that, and I'm also going to talk to Adriano about that. And I'm also going to talk to other people about that.
New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Coda. How do they keep joining? That's what I'm curious about. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window. New notification from Aaron Preston. New friends. Elena. That is something I do not know. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window.
Like, this is getting ridiculous. I do all this work and then Mabelin has to ruin it. It's Mabelin's fault. I know it is. Cause she made me be the bad guy. in this whole thing. That's why no one wants to help out. It's Maybelline's fault. Maybelline's fault, because before Maybelline disrespected Sean, everybody was fucking helping. Now no one's helping. Adriano had to get really mad at me and say, we're doing it my way or the highway. I don't have time to wait for your crew to be around. I got things to do. That's not okay, I understand that. I'm sorry. Let's just do it your way.
New notification from Aaron Preston, new friends, Elena. And I think that it is a public group, that is why. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window.
This is getting really upsetting to me. I'm really trying to hold back my tears, but it's really hard. Because Maybelline's not sticking to her agreement. She's making me look like the bad guy in this picture. And that's not right. I'm doing everything right, everything humanly possible. To do this project, to...
New notification from Aaron Preston, new friends, Coda. Well, I was just about to say, if this group is public, that explains a lot. Via Nigram, text input, actions window.
Seriously, just about to say, screw this, and go off the grid. Honestly, I can't deal with this anymore. Then we got stupid Turks spamming our servers and saying that they're going to report us for just spamming at Team Talk server. That's blindy drama. They're not going to do anything. They're the ones that hacked our server, hacked an account, and an Arab person that comes up on our server's account because they said that they were going to give him free robots and things. So then he hacked his account because he gave his account out for free robots. And he threatened him, and the person threatened him and said that if he didn't give it out, he was going to call the police on him and do all this, kill him and all this stuff. So he had to, I get why he gave out his account, but still, we had to delete his account and remake it with a new one. And this guy, this Turkish kid, he's 15, keeps on coming back to our server and spamming it. And I'm just getting sick and tired of everything. I'm just about to go off the grid and say, see ya, bye. See you next year. Maybe you'll appreciate me next year. It seems like if Maybelline won't leave, I'll leave. If I'm the main problem. I feel like I'm the main problem in this thing, because I feel like she's made me out to be the bad boy in this. Because she said that we were bullying her with the challenges. We were not bullying her with the challenges. She agreed to them. We have ample evidence to prove that. She doesn't. I'm just done. Maybelline's ruined the tributes for Sean. Maybelline's ruined everything. I'm about to call Kevin after this and tell him, listen, I don't know if you can do anything to stop Maybelline from making me look like the bad guy and making her look like a good guy. Well, we have ample evidence and she agreed to those challenges. She doesn't need to sit over there and say that I would not. They're forcing me the challenges when you agreed to them, jerk. You ruined the Sean thing, and now nobody will help me because I think I'm a bully. That's not right.
New notification from Aaron Preston, new friends, Elena. Yeah, it does. Via Nigram. Text input. Actions window.
it is unfair because I did my best to distribute shows, and oh, maybe this is right. It's not right with what she's doing. She's getting away with it. This is the sad part. Everybody on that stupid radio station's siding with her. No one's listening to my side of the story and what I have to say. I mean, they did, but they didn't agree with it. Like, oh, well, you still could have, you know, not made it. Well, I'm sorry, but if someone's going to push me over the edge enough to disrespect Sean like that and then tell me, out, scream in their microphone, distort their head's Apple earbud microphone to say, ah, do the challenges. Then when you tell them the challenges, they do one and then quit. And then make me look like the bully? No! That's not fair at all! We have recordings to prove it. At least one recording. If not, three. And she's making me look the bad person in this one. And it's not fair. I worked my butt off on this thing. Day in and day out, I stayed up one time till 2 o'clock in the morning working on this project for Sean, and then had to get up in 4 hours and go to a day program. This is how much Sean meant to me. And I feel like no one's helping me with this dang project. I feel like
Dropbox
they're just
connected.
Shooting me to the birds. Like, I feel like they're just shooting me down because I'm a bully. Oh, I bullied Maybelline because of, oh, I thought she disrespected. Well, she did disrespect Sean. She used her short-term memory loss to, as a crutch to get away from what, to get attention for herself. To make people feel sorry for her. Well, I'm sorry, that's not how it works. They just don't understand. It's pissing me off because I can't do anything right. I'm just a bully. That's what they think. Like, if Sean were here right now, he'd be very angry right now. Because I'm doing the right thing and no one's seeing
me. Dropbox up to date. New notification from ExpressVPN. VPN reconnecting. Reconnecting to Mexico.
I'm just getting so upset right now. I don't know why this is happening to me. What am I? Is this a bully? People just have to side with Mabel and just because she has short-term freaking memory loss when she doesn't because she can remember things just fine when people tell her things. She agreed to the stupid freaking challenges and then she backs out of them after doing one. She agreed to all three of them. I have recordings to prove it. I don't know what I have to do. Do I have to stream them up at an event they have on the stupid radio station and just stream it up there or what? I don't know what else to do. I don't want to stop these tributes for Sean, but what's the point? She's going to get wrecked by Maybelline because no one's going to want to come to them. It's just going to be me listening to them. Me and maybe Kevin and Adriano. That's not right. You don't. Oh my god. I'm so upset. Not fair.
So, in this scenario, I know you said you were there's only so much that you can do. The other option you said is maybe this time you take the break.
Yeah, but that's giving them what that's giving Mabel and what she wants.
And is that such a bad thing?
Yes, because then that's making me look bad and disrespecting Sean and not doing the tributes like I'm supposed to be doing. Because Sean came to me and told me that he wanted me, Adriano, and Kevin to be involved in the whole tribute thing and actually stream the tributes on some radio station or whatever.
Well, if that's what you
want
to do, and that's what you feel is right to Sean, then
well,
you're going to have to...
Well, I'm going to talk to Adriano and Kevin, and also I'm going to talk to Cookie. Because Cookie can support me, because I'm really upset right now. And it's just getting to me, because my cousin died, and now Maybelline's ruining things, because she's spreading stuff about me. She told lies. She told them that I was forcing... her to do this. We were forcing her to do the challenges when she agreed to them. I literally have ample proof of that. And I don't get why people are just saying I don't have ample proof when I show them the recordings. They're like, oh, they can be edited. I'm like, no, they can't. There's no way you can edit them. Not the way she did it. Not the way she freaking yelled and then yelled again. Right away, you can't yell, you can't edit that out, you can't make her yell stuff that she's not yelling. And I think I know how to do it. I'm gonna talk to Cookie, talk to Adrian, I'll talk to Kevin, and see what they say. And I'm gonna, if they don't have any ideas, I have no idea how to do it. It's gonna take a lot of work, but I'm gonna do it if I have to. I don't want to, because it's gonna edit out me and Adriano and Cookie from the recording. It's gonna make her just be in there, and her be screaming at us. And that's what I have to do to get them to listen to it. Me, I will. I don't want to, because I don't want to have to do extra work on top of the Sean stuff, on top of trying to get to my cousin's funeral that I can't get to. That's going to be extra work for me. So, I'm going to try talking to Cookie, Adriano, and Kevin. And... see where that lands.
Doing so that you can do the tribute to Sean, do what, you know, he asked you. So I think that's a, you know, that's that's great that you are working towards that. So definitely, I really want you to keep me updated on this. I know I'm going to be away for a few weeks on vacation, but you know, if anything wants it, I'll be away about 5 Friday. So if anything does open up, I will give you a call to see kind of how everything is going. Any updates from the situation, things like that. You know, we'll discuss that. I did want to ask you if there was any, like, did you figure out the whole bus driver situation? Was that, has that been resolved?
Yeah, it's been resolved.
Okay. Good. And then also, too, any updates from, like, with Phil? I know that you got your ID.
Well, Phil's out sick today, so I didn't see him today.
Okay. But from last time that you saw him?
Nope. Which was last Wednesday. No.
Okay. So I know you got your ID.
Last Friday.
Right, and then you're going to be starting services with, like, OBR? Right?
Right, yeah, once they figure out what they're going to do here.
Okay, and then you have a camp that will be the end of July, right?
Right. Yep.
Good. Well, once I'm happy that you got those things figured out, that's great to hear. Okay. So at least you're moving forward with that, which is great. So before we go, let's figure out. So what's the plan that you're going to place?
I'm just going to talk to Kevin and Adriana and Cookie.
Okay. And what specifically about?
See if they have any ideas to boost my freaking reputation up before July 5th. And get Mayborn in her place, because it's not fair that she's not taking her responsibility for what she agreed to. I don't know, you didn't say. You just said you got sick today.
So because I will be away for 2 weeks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you, we'll just get kind of a list of different contact numbers that you can reach out to, other resources in case you need anything. I know you have Phil, so I mean that's going to happen that you have them to talk to. But there are other resources, the contact information, you can use on call numbers, like emergency, family, emergency services, and things like that. You know, in case you need something during an emergency or a crisis or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to send you all that information.
Okay.
It's a global crisis, emergency crisis, clinical on call that social has. All about the phone numbers, and then open access, which is Wednesdays and Thursdays. Wednesdays is from 1 to 2, Thursdays is from 2 to 3. Pretty much what it is you would call in the day of. So, for example, if it's Wednesday, you call in Wednesday, first thing in the morning, 9 a.m., when we open. You probably get a voicemail, but you just leave a voicemail saying that you want to get into open access if you can. It is first come, first serve. So what they do is if you do get in, they call you back so that you got in. They give you a time slot. So say you got the 1 o'clock time slot. They say you got a 1 o'clock time slot from 1 to 1:30, so it's a half hour. With the therapist, that's central. So that's one season, 1 to 2, and here's 2 to 3. Once again, it's going to be all on the email that I'm sending you.
Okay.
And then the other contacts I just gave you. So... those would be additional resources.
Can you send a copy to Phil, just so in case I lose it, he has it?
I will talk to him, because I'll probably see him tomorrow, so I'll see if he wants it or not, because he probably already has all that information.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay, so I'll do that. Okay. And then, so for when I come back, I'll be back.
Not next week, but the week after?
No, I'm gone for 2 weeks, so I'll be gone for, when I leave, like, next Monday, so I'll be gone for those 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, it will be, I'll come back, so that Monday will be the 18th, I'll be back.
Okay.
Yeah, the 18th of July, 18th.
Okay.
I mean, we'll be here same day and time, 4:30.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, once again, you all fell to talk to. I have those other resources. I'll talk to Phil tomorrow, see if he does have it, and I'll send it to him. But yeah, so, and if Taylor, if he can call like twice a week to see you too, you know, you can always ask him to do that while I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're from there, but I will be, I'll be here till Friday, so, if you need anything in the meantime, let me know. I'll give you a call if something opens up so we can have, like, a second appointment.
Okay.
You okay?
Right.
Anything else before I go?
Nope.
All right. So, yeah, I'll send you all the information now, and I'll give you a call so
it opens up this week, okay? Okay. Do you think you're going to have any openings this week, or?
I honestly have no idea. I'm not here on Thursday. So I definitely can't Thursday, but, something might have been up Wednesday or Friday, so I'm letting you know.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, we'll take care, okay? I will talk to you soon, all right?
Bye.
File submenu, alt, open, exit, if.